Database first is when you create your database structure and database schema first, and then you write a code for accessing the database. Code first approach is when you define the shape of the database using your code, and then based on this code and the models, the entity framework is able to automatically generate the migration scripts to create a database objects and, let's say, create tables, create columns, alter tables, create new columns, drop columns, rename them, and so on. So code first is great for developers who really want to work purely with code. I always felt kind of like I'm not enough in control. I always like to do some modeling first in the database to see how things work, to do the designing, let's say POC there, to get a feel of the structure and play with that a little bit. And then once I was fine that things are working correctly, I'm able to use the structure, I'm able to, let's say, verify the performance and all the other stuff. Then I just converted this database schema to either a migration script, or I just created those code first objects based on the objects that I already have in a database. So this is kind of a hybrid solution. But many people nowadays really like code first, but I personally really feel that I'm not that in control, that I can't touch that database that easily as I can using the database first approach when I'm using, let's say, for MS SQL Server, I'm having a SQL Server Management Studio. I can immediately modify the column, I can put the data in, I can see how it behaves, which to me is easier because I do that before I even create any code, and I can already play with the database in isolation.